am a missionary. I'm an evangelist. My heart is full of missions. So wherever I go, I talk about mission. The title of today's message is Called to be a Witness in a Varied World, a Tired World. In order to save the time, I'm going to read from NKJV, the same version Apostle Paul used. Acts chapter 1, 5 onward, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Please bring your Bible when you come to the church. Open your Bible and look at the Bible, what I'm going to read. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at the time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the time or season which the Father has put it on his own authority. Verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and to Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Please be seated. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, it is your word. Pray that you speak to us through your word, Lord, that we may bring glory and honor to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of knowing you. There is none like you, but there is a world before us. They never heard about Christ. They never heard about the cross of Christ, the resurrection, the death of Christ. We pray that you use each one of us, Lord, to be a witness for the Lord. Wherever we are, Lord Jesus, in Christ's name we ask. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 18 says that, open my eyes, O Lord, so that I may see the wonderful things in your law. So that should be your prayer. The Lord always uses his word and the messenger to help us to grow in the Lord, to convict us. So with prayerful heart, sit before me. Pray that, Lord, open my eyes so that I may see the wonderful things in your law. Another prayer that you need to make, that we need to have that kind of panting. As the deer panders for the streams of water, Psalm 42, so my soul panteth after you. Lord, give me a hunger. Hunger for your word. Hunger after you. Matthew 4:4 says that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. Please read your Bible every day. Every day. That will nourish your soul. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17 says that all scripture is God-breathed. It is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped to do all the good works. What I have in mind now is to share my testimony a little bit, then we will get into God's word. I never wanted to become a Christian. I was born and grew up in a Hindu home. My father was a communist man. We never believed in God, but somehow the Lord put eternity in my heart. I sensed that a long time ago. So I kept on asking my father, Father, tell me, where is God? And he got tired of my questions, and he took me to a Hindu monastery where I grew up with this Hindu guru, knowing about Hindu scriptures. But time went on. When I was 22 years of age, I came to New Delhi from South India to North India, where some believer, they met me, they shared the cross of Christ with me. Christ's death on the cross for my sins. When they explained the cross of Christ, that made perfect sense to me. I said, this is my Lord, my Savior who died for me. And they said, Tilak, do you want to experience eternal life, joy, peace, purpose? I said, yes. Then they said, okay, kneel down, pray this prayer. So I prayed that sinner's prayer, and I thought there may be some dramatic thing may happen, but nothing happened. So there were four believers were there, they were witnessing, and they said, let's pray for Tilak. So when one brother started to pray, and I was experiencing like somebody was lifting a heavy burden from me. When the second person was praying, again I experienced the same thing. Third person, the same thing. When the fourth person prayed, I could sense that somebody just lifted a heavy burden from me. Somebody just set me free. At the same time, the peace of God descended upon me. A mutual peace of God. That peace of God never left me. It's been 40 years, and I feel like this happened yesterday. When I started to read God's word, that just filled my emptiness, that soul. I kept on reading. I have a brother, he's an evangelist. He is the first believer in our family. His name is Pushpan. When he became a believer at age 17, and he got kicked out from our home, the same brother gave me a Bible to read. He told me, this is God's word, Christ is Lord. Through his witness, I came to know the Lord. Then the Lord used some other believers. When I read God's word, and I said, there's some good principles which I can use for business. We were family business people. We want some business, small business. Then I said to my brother, I want to go to a Christian university where I can study business and the Bible. So 1986, I came to this great country. This is a great country. 1986, I came. When I got the visa from the American embassy, I just came out and I said, India, you will never see me again. Never say that you will not come to India. You are going to come if you say. I landed in California. I went to a school there. Some American people came to my life. They started discipling me, and I started to grow in the Lord. Then somebody told me there's a conference is going to take place in Urbana, Chicago, known as Urbana Conference, Urbana 87. So I went there. 19,000 students were sitting there. The first day, Dr. Billy Graham was preaching from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And he said, whoever wants to be used by the Lord, just stand up. And I just stood up. Then he said, those who stood up, come down. I'm going to pray for you. So there may be around 500 people. We were standing before Billy Graham. He started praying. The Holy Spirit of God broke through my heart and said, Tilak, do you remember that you said you will never go back to India? You are going back, taking the gospel to your own people. If you don't, who will? And I surrender my life to serve the Lord. Changed major, went to San Jose Bible College, then to seminary. When I was in the Bible college, I got married to Lini. It was an arranged marriage. The Lord kept us, blessed us for the last 34 years. We just celebrated our wedding anniversary. Lini is Brother John's sister, Ida's sister-in-law. And today is a special day because Lini's sister also visiting with us, Leji. We are so glad as a family we can worship the Lord. After my seminary, three children, our youngest daughter was only 5 months old, with 13 suitcases full of my books. With one-way ticket, we went back to India. We lived in one village for the last 29 years. Please pray for us. Called to witness in a weary world. The world is beaten up, tired. We need to have the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ to see that world. And he gave the great commission in 5 places in the Bible. One is in Acts 1:8. Your Bible is open, I believe. Lucas verse 8. I'm going to read. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. One verse, how many times that verse and mentioned? 4 times. 4 times. The Lord is saying, you are my witnesses. As I meditated, as I read and studied God's word, there are 3 facts to remember. Please write it down somewhere, otherwise you are going to forget. Number one fact is, we are called to be a witness for the Lord. Number two, we are created to be a witness for the Lord. Number three, we are commissioned to be a witness for the Lord. We are called to be a witness for the Lord. We are created to be a witness for the Lord. We are commissioned to be a witness for the Lord. C.H. Spurgeon once said, if God calls you to be a minister or a missionary, do not stoop down to become a king. If the Lord calls to be a minister or a missionary, do not stoop down to become a king. Do you have the God's call on you? Have you ever said to the Lord, Lord, maybe in the hospital ICU, you said, Lord, if you give me one more chance, maybe in a roadside accident, you said, Lord, just give me one more chance, I'm going to serve you. But you forgot. God didn't. And this morning, this may be a reminder. The Lord is using this Indian man to remind you that there is a call on your life to be a witness for the Lord. My professor from the seminary, Bill Jones, he wrote many books. One book is Knowing God. Very good book to read. Knowing God, Bill Jones, Dr. Bill Jones. In that book, there's a poem, he took it from somewhere, but poem is wonderful. I'm going to read. A man is going to the shop to buy God. That's a poem. And he went and he said, I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to explore my soul or disturb my sleep, but just enough equal to a warm cup of milk, a snooze in the sunshine. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want the warmth of the womb, not a new birth. I want a pound of eternal in a paper sack. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Many of us, they are so content with the $3 worth of God. Lord, just give me that $3 worth of God, that God should not disturb me. But he should comfort me, he should protect me. We are called to be a witness in a varied world. Looking at the crowd, Jesus said, these people are like sheep without shepherd, lost, Pray for the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his harvest field. Looking at the religious crowd, the Lord said, come unto me, all your weary and burdened, I will give you rest. I'm still in my introduction, okay? But I will guarantee I will stop on time. But come with me, come with me. We just had a holy dip in India. 660 million people came so that they may experience salvation. 660 million people came. They waited 7 hours. The line was 12 kilometers long to have this holy dip. People from 183 countries, they came, including late Steve Jobs' wife, came to have the holy dip. People are tired. They are looking, but they are looking the wrong place to fulfill their life. 18 million people visited the Mecca Muslim Pilgrim Center. We have a festival in Kerala. Only ladies comes for that festival. In the temple festival, they, as a ritual, they do the cookout outside for the Lord. You know how many ladies came? 4 million ladies came. They come every year so that they may experience salvation from the Lord. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You will be my witnesses. That word witness means martyrs. You are going to be the martyrs, the witness for me. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, end of the world. Are you ashamed to say to your coworker you are a Christian? Or to your neighbor that you are a Christian? Are you ashamed to witness for the Lord? Bible says you are a witness. Luke, Dr. Luke is the one who wrote Acts and Book of Luke. Luke chapter 1 verse 3, and he wrote, most excellent Theophilus. But that word omitted most excellence in Acts chapter 1 verse 1. Scholars believe through the witness of the disciples, this Theophilus came to know the Lord. So they became so friends, so he omitted that word, most excellent Theophilus. Book of Acts is divided into three, chapter 1 through 7. You see the work of the Lord in Jerusalem. Then 8 and 9, Judea and Samaria. 9 onward up to 28, that is Jerusalem to the end of the earth. Jesus was taken up to heaven. People were looking. Then they heard a voice saying that the same Jesus is going to come down. So they were asking, Lord, how and when are you going to set up the kingdom of God? The Lord said, it is not for you to know. My Father in heaven, he will decide. But what you need to do, that you need to get back to work. That is to be a witness for the Lord. Don't look at the heaven all the time and asking, Lord, when are you going to come back? He will come back. But until then, we need to get back to work to witness for the Lord. We are called to be a witness for Christ. In verse 8, it says that, but you will receive power. Holy Spirit will come upon you. Witnessing is so easy. Look at your Bible. Verse 1, what is witnessing? Telling people about, verse 1, Jesus began to do and to teach. Verse 1. That is witnessing. Then talking about his death and the suffering. Verse 3. Presented himself alive. His suffering. Witnessing is easy. It says that in verse 9, he was taken up to heaven. Verse 11 says that he will come down. That is witnessing. Telling what the Lord Jesus has done for me on the cross. And he is going to come down. Until then, Bible says that we need to be a witness for the Lord. Second fact, remember, that is, we are created to be a witness for the Lord. And it says that, but you, so wherever that word you, I just marked it. You means, Billy Graham says you. We are created to be a witness for the Lord. Have you asked the Lord, like Apostle Paul did, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? Acts chapter 9, verse 6. King David said in Psalm 66, verse 16, he said, come and hear, all you fear God, I will declare what the Lord has done for my soul. Witnessing for Christ. The Lord created us to be a witness for the Lord. Remember this fact. You are a chosen vessel. Acts 9 verse 15. Before the foundation of this world, the Lord chose you. Ephesians 2:10. You are created in Christ. Isaiah 43 verse 7. You are created and formed for his glory. So the question is that, are you living for the glory of God? We need to pray, Lord, others may see Christ in me. I want to live such a life that people may be attracted to Christ. John Wesley once said, light yourself on fire with passion and people will come from miles to watch you burn. Lord, use me. These days, I am gripped with the word called holiness. Personal holiness. When Charles Finney just walked through the factory, people were crumbled. They were falling down because the holiness of God. You are a witness. My question is, are you bringing glory to the Lord through your witness? Robert Murray McShane, very good biography to read. After his death, somebody went and cleared his table and they saw one envelope written by a lady, never opened. And they opened and read. And she wrote like this, Pastor McShane, I became a believer not because of your preaching, but I saw the holiness of God in your face. What a witness for the Lord. Finally, you are commissioned to be a witness for the Lord. And it says that you are going to be a witness in Jerusalem. Number one, you're going to be a witness in Jerusalem, in your home. In your home. As a good father, good mother, good children, you're going to be a witness at home. Then the local community, Poconos, Bush Hill, Pennsylvania. And it says that then you are a witness in Judea. That is the entire state. And it says that all the Judea, then we are going to be witnesses in Samaria and the ends of the earth. up to India, or there is something else beyond India. You know what? At the same time, it says that. You are a witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We need to ask the Lord, how can we do that? By the power of the Holy Spirit. You can do it. And the Lord commissioned us and said, you are a witness at workplace, maybe in the university, maybe at home. The Lord created us. The Lord commissioned us to be a witness for the Lord. The world has 8.2 billion people. Half of the world never heard about the gospel yet. We have the Facebook, we have all the social media, but half of the world, they are still waiting to hear about the gospel. After the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, he went to heaven, and Peter asked him, asked the Lord, that you complete the work the Father gave you on the cross. But who will continue the work? And Christ said, my disciple, James, John, Martha, Mary. And the angel said, but Peter will be going for fishing. Martha will be busy in cooking. Do you have a plan B? And the Lord said, there is no plan B. Only plan A, that is V. After seeing the hands of the Lord, Apostle Thomas went to India and shared the gospel. Lydia to Europe. David Livingston to Africa. Amy Carmichael to India. William Carey to India. Ida Scudder to India. Mother Teresa left Romania, came to India. Adoniram Judson to Burma. William Warren to Egypt. Jim Elliot to Ecuador. After seeing the Lord, where are you going? If you're not going anywhere, be a witness for the Lord. Pray for others. Send others. God will bless you. Heaven is counting on you. We are a unique people. We are in between the ascension and the second coming of the Lord. We cannot witness tomorrow. Let's pray.